213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Marcus Pfeiffer. Hi Marcus, nice to meet you.
Hello, very thanks very much for the invitation. Je comprends le français, mais je parle en anglais.
Ok Marcus, bonsoir et bienvenue ce soir donc dans l'émission 213 Rock sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight, ok?
Yeah, okay.
As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
You're welcome. I'm really very glad and thankful for being invited. I just saw a list of other guests invited, so I'm very honored to be here. Thanks a lot.
Ok, effectivement, donc ouais, pareil, hein, donc c'est Marcus Pfeiffer qui est en direct avec nous ce soir, très heureux, évidemment, nous aussi nous sommes très heureux de l'avoir parce que son disque c'est vraiment quelque chose, on va développer tout de suite. Marcus, Lazarus Dream is a new hard rock band from Germany, led by well-known singer Carsten Lizard-Chills from Evidence One, of course, and Domain. And you, Marcus, you are considered as a multi-instrumentalist, you played with the band as Scarlet or Winterland in the past.
That's right. Well, my main instrument, however, is the guitar. But something like in the early 1990s, I started building myself a home recording studio. And that was the time when I started like to learn to play the bass, work with drum programming and arranging and recording, of course. So I somehow became a multi-instrumentalist because songwriting always was my main focus with music. And if you have a song idea in your head, it's not only the guitar riff, it's the whole picture of a song you have in mind. And to make this picture become reality, I needed to learn different instruments to get them to shape. So it was not really free will, but I had to learn these instruments to make my songs come to life.
Effectivement, Marcus, donc, qui est guitariste, hein, ça c'est son instrument de prédilection notamment, mais il sait aussi jouer de la basse, il fait beaucoup d'instruments, il a aussi son home studio, et en même temps, donc, il a dû apprendre notamment d'autres instruments, en fait, pour pouvoir se plonger littéralement, connaître sa dimension, etc. C'est ce qui fait de lui un multi-instrumentiste, et ça il aime. C'est ça qu'il veut développer, c'est ça qu'il continue à faire, et c'est ça aussi qui donne un petit peu l'intérêt un peu de ce côté dans Lazarus Dream. On va développer tout ça, vous allez voir s'il y a beaucoup de choses à dire, il y a beaucoup de vibes, il y a beaucoup d'émotions. C'est vraiment un très très beau disque de hard rock, mais très varié, vous allez comprendre. And to this we can add Mr. Mark Kuhlman on your lineup, all right? And so guest joining to the trio, Mr. Thomas Reeder on percussion, Sabrina Roth on the flute, and Thomas Nitsch on the Hammond organ and synthesizer, right? Are you agree? Yes.
That's right, yeah. Well, the main band is Carsten Schulz on vocals and myself on guitar, bass, and keyboards. So we had Marcus Kuhlman join us as a guest on drums because mm-hmm. he's a very close and longtime friend of Carsten. Mm-hmm. And other musicians are all from my area, and I asked them if they would help me to get this album in shape. The whole album was recorded in the very early part of the first lockdown earlier this year. So everyone was at home. All musicians had the time because none of us could play concerts. So lucky me, I could get all of these musicians with the recording. Like, for example, Sabrina Roth. She played the flute part during the intro and outro of Flashburn. She's usually a singer. She's a jazz singer, a very good singer. But she had no gigs during this time, so she was very glad that she could make something meaningful, and I think her flute parts really, really added a lot to the album.
Ok, effectivement, donc l'album il a été fait avec toute cette équipe-là, notamment, hein, bien évidemment, on parlera aussi de Marcus Teske qui s'est occupé du mastering, mais l'album il a été fait entre janvier et février de cette année, juste entre un petit peu avant le lockdown, et en même temps, donc ensuite ils ont eu tout le temps effectivement nécessaire de pouvoir produire quelque chose, de pouvoir écrire, composer, etc. Il y a une superbe équipe autour de tout ça, et il y a notamment Sabrina Roth qui est une chanteuse et qui joue aussi de la flûte. Donc là, c'est vraiment concentré de la flûte, mais c'est aussi une très très grande chanteuse, et ça il a vraiment souligné à le dire, quoi. And this is a very nice team around the band.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, these days it's very hard to keep a real band alive. So we are not a band, we are just, let's say, a studio project so far. But Carsten and me started writing songs together more than 20 years ago, in 1999, we wrote three songs, Days of Darkness and Rain, Flashburn, and Don't Blame Me. And when the lockdown started, we got in touch again, and then I said, well, Carsten, what about recording the songs from like 20 years ago? Because we have the time to do so. And coincidentally, I also wrote a few new songs, which were, let's say, hard rock, heavy metal songs. So very quickly I had enough material for a complete album, and so Lazarus Dream became a whole album, while we already were calling ourselves Lazarus Dream 20 years ago. But it fell apart because Carsten joined Domain and I continued with Winterland, but at least the lockdown was good for something. Lazarus Dream was reborn.
Effectivement, oui, Lazarus Dream was reborn effectivement durant le lockdown, puisqu'avec Carsten notamment, ils se connaissent depuis les années 2000, ça fait 20 ans qu'ils se connaissent, hein, ça fait très longtemps. Déjà à l'époque, ils avaient écrit 3 titres, et là, le lockdown est arrivé, ils se sont dit, tiens, on va accomplir ce qu'on n'a pas pu faire pendant ces 20 dernières années, c'est-à-dire qu'on a trouvé le temps finalement, on va faire Lazarus Dream, on va composer un album, et on va s'orienter, on va vraiment s'organiser entre nous deux, c'est-à-dire que entre Marcus et Carsten, ils se sont concentrés sur cet album, ils avaient déjà 3 titres, donc ils les ont refait effectivement, ils ont réenregistré, ils ont plus 2 titres de l'album puisqu'il en contient 13. Ça c'était vraiment une bonne idée, et puis le lockdown est arrivé, finalement ils ont trouvé le temps, ils étaient à la maison et que chacun chez soi en tout cas, et puis ils ont trouvé le temps, et ça c'est ça qui est formidable, de pouvoir enregistrer. Donc l'idée effectivement c'était pendant le lockdown, la question était, que penserais-tu si c'est possible de refaire la Lazarus Dream, les 3 titres qu'on a fait à l'époque, et de le réenregistrer maintenant. Ben voilà, c'est ça le résultat, c'est vraiment très très beau, quoi, finalement, quoi. And as you know, 2020 was this year was a very difficult year for the world music business, but finally you managed to work and the reward came, the album is alive, is available, sorry.
That's right, yeah. Well, one thing for me is I regularly I do not write separate songs. Whenever I start writing songs, I'm very quickly at least trying to get an idea of a complete album. So when Carsten and me started recording, I told him right from the beginning, Carsten, I'm pretty sure I will stop composing new songs when I have a complete album. So when the album was done very quickly and I got it to be mastered at Basement Sound Studios, I was already contacting labels because I really, really wanted to get the album out at least by the end of this year, because I wanted people to hear it. In fact, it's the hard rock, or let's say heavy metal album, that I really wanted to record for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad it got released. And so far, the reactions have really been very positive. So we are very grateful and flattered that the feedback is so positive overall.
Ah oui, bien évidemment, ils ont mis ce temps à contribution donc pour enregistrer cet album, notamment avec Carsten, son chanteur. L'objectif était d'être sur un label cette année. Ils voulaient sortir absolument avant Noël, donc cette année, avant la fin de cette année. C'est l'objectif réussi puisqu'il est en promo, etc. Et ça, c'est vraiment très très important, quoi. And Alive is available on the platforms worldwide plus CDs since 2 weeks already. You must be happy now.
Absolutely. And one, I registered Lazarus Dream with an official artist profile on Spotify. Well, on the one hand, Spotify means that musicians do not earn any money anymore, because you really do not get anything at all if someone listens to you on Spotify. But after only one weekend, I saw that our music has been listened to on Spotify on 36 different countries, like Japan, Malaysia, in the Russian Federation, in Scandinavia, in France, of course. So that was almost surreal to see that within only 2 days, your music gets listened to in almost 40 different countries. That's, you know, earlier when I was releasing music with Scarlet, I mean, you sent your CDs in Germany, in Austria, Switzerland, but you had no way of getting your music heard, like, at the other end of the world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
Ouais, effectivement. Et ben, comme il le dit notamment, Spotify, ils y sont. Il a été voir, ils sont écoutés. Ils ont été, enfin, pour l'instant, l'album a été écouté à travers 36 pays, notamment la Malaisie, etc. Vous l'avez entendu, il a cité quelques noms des pays. Et bien évidemment, comme il le dit, d'un autre côté, il y a des gens qui disent que Spotify, c'est aussi, c'est très artiste. D'autres qui disent que c'est très mal payé, effectivement, un peu comme ils disent un poor money. Mais d'un autre côté, il y a un taux d'écoute qui est incroyable, quoi. C'est-à-dire que des gens dans des pays sur lesquels où le CD ne serait peut-être pas disponible ou quoi que ce soit, peuvent découvrir des artistes, des groupes, et eux, c'est le cas. Ils ont été écoutés à travers 36 pays, et ça, il en est totalement fier. Il est super bon, il est très très heureux, et ça, c'est vraiment un gros point en tout cas là-dessus. Et lui, il est très heureux, c'est objectif atteint pour lui cette année. Ça, ils ont fait l'album durant le lockdown avec son chanteur qui se sont pas vus depuis des idées qui traînent depuis 2000 en tout cas, donc ça fait à peu près 20 ans, et aujourd'hui ils sont sur Spotify, ça sort et c'est disponible à travers 36 pays en écoute. C'est le top. Pour lui, c'est le top en tout cas. Alive Sounds, Alive, your album sounds varied, varied hard rock music with a rich progressive arrangement and a lot of surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What do you mean with surprise? What did you hear on the album that you did not expect?
I mean, Wings of an Eagle. I really love it. What was my reaction when I listened the first time to this single track? I was totally surprised.
Okay, that's interesting, because like Wings of an Eagle, of course, like every song on the album has a story, but Wings of an Eagle is quite interesting, because the music for the song Wings of an Eagle I wrote when shortly finishing my first university degree in 1998, so it's 22 years old, mm-hmm. the music itself. But somehow the song always got lost, because Winterland at the time was doing pause the right word? Mm-hmm. Winterland was inactive during that time, therefore we started with Lazarus Dream. But then the song already had this electronic drum beat and these Simple Minds U2 guitars in the beginning. So when Winterland were becoming active again, the music for the song Wings of an Eagle, we knew we could not play this live. So the song just stayed on the shelves. And like I told Carsten, I really want one song to have lyrics deal with an eagle, because I want to make a video mm-hmm. at the location where we finally filmed the video, where there is an iron eagle. And Carsten, of course, managed to write a song which deals with eagles, and we did the video there. Did you see the video?
Yes, I already seen the video. But there is a question about this video after.
Okay.
Yes. I need to translate. Ce titre-là, en fait, l'idée date de 1998, durant ses degrés étudiants et studentines notamment. Ça date de cette époque-là. Et il y avait des versions comme ça, un peu plus rock notamment, d'autres versions comme ça qui existaient. Mais il aimait ce titre, ils aimaient ça. Et donc ils ont revu la base, ils ont recomposé, ils ont demandé à Carsten qu'est-ce qu'il pensait de cette idée, qu'il faut que tu penses aussi aux clips vidéo, aux images, etc., quoi. And I will tell you why I love this track. This track has something special sound. I want to say that the melody sounds very cultural in behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's interesting, yeah. I think what is very special about the song is the guitar riff is very heavy. I already have the guitars tuned lower to drop D tuning, we say, musicians say, but the start and the clean guitars, they are very reminiscent of the typical British bands like U2, or I really love Simple Minds, guitar player Charlie Burchell. So I think it's like a combination between Simple Minds and Iron Maiden, and that I think is quite. Yeah, quite unusual indeed.
Effectivement, c'est la combinaison. J'avais vu juste, hein, là, j'avais la combinaison entre Iron Maiden et Simple Minds notamment, et notamment tout ce cleaning, tout cette intro notamment, ce son de guitare, etc. Tout ce début. And I'm agree because this is the cleaning guitar is on my head. The melody is on my head directly at the first time. I remember that.
Yeah.
This is the first. Yes. It's
a real hook line, and that's usually the way I write songs. Mm-hmm. I have a melody in my mind, like bing da ding da ding da ding, and that's all. That's the whole inspiration for a song, you know, like a few notes, a short melody, and then I start building with a drum arrangement, bass, and sometimes the real song starts after that, but it always starts with a melody in my mind.
Ok, effectivement, most of the time, comme il dit, cette mélodie-là était dans sa tête depuis bien longtemps, et donc il a réussi à la faire. Effectivement, moi aussi, c'est ce qui m'a marqué dès le départ quand j'ai entendu. J'ai eu cette mélodie dans la tête, je me dis ça, il y a quelque chose. Le clip, hein. Je vous invite à aller le voir, il sera posté notamment sur, il doit être posté sur la page Vinyl Times, sur le site aussi Vinyl Times, il est .fr, le site, le clip y est, et sur la page 213 Rock, notamment, et on y voit un aigle comme ça, étendu, et qui surplombe toute une campagne, des forêts, etc. C'est très très beau à voir, en tout cas, et c'est ça le côté Lazarus Dream, quoi. And, about these songs, to always, it's been in my playlist 213 Rock for almost 2 weeks now, because the song is very cool. On our playlist.
Which song?
Wings of an Eagle.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. That's really great. I'm really thankful that hopefully a lot of people get to hear it because it's really one of my faves too, of course.
Effectivement, que ce titre est en playlist de 213 Rock, notamment depuis deux semaines maintenant. Vous le connaissez, hein, effectivement. Vous l'avez entendu pour vous qui nous suivez en tout cas chaque soir, quoi. And then the voice arrives. And it tells a story. It's a very melodic. It's a very pleasant. We have a good time listening to it. I mean, Wings of an Eagle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the song itself, of course, does not deal with an eagle, but with the feeling mm-hmm. of being free and with the longing for freedom. So it's a metaphor, of course, that Carsten chose to use for the song. To fly on wings of an eagle all for every one of us means to be and to feel free. Mm-hmm. Is there more freedom than to fly above the mountains or the sea? Probably not.
Effectivement, quoi, c'est aussi un moment de liberté, notamment le freedom to fly, etc. Il y a un bon feeling, c'est aussi une métaphore. Ouais, ça c'est cool ça. And finally, you are with these songs, you are gaining some fans. There are some nice message from them on your social networks.
That's right. Yeah, and the thing is, in fact, Lazarus Dream was reborn on, let's say, on Facebook, because I was writing a song which in the end became Can't Take My Soul Away, the fourth or the sixth song, I don't know, on the album. Oh my god. And I was filming myself playing the guitar solo, and Carsten Schulz was writing a message beneath, writing, "Hey, that's rocking. You really need to do this more again, like in the early days." And so then I called him because he had the same number. I had the same number as 20 years ago. And then I wrote a few postings because everything was slowly getting in shape. And in fact, all my friends on Facebook could see that something is coming up again, And then suddenly there was the page for Lazarus Dream, and I was announcing that Carsten and me will release an album. So yeah, I think facing the rebirth of Lazarus Dream on Facebook itself made people maybe taking part of it a little more than usual, maybe.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc là, il y a une longue histoire encore, notamment. Ils commencent à gagner des fans, hein. Il y a de très, très beaux messages comme ça à travers tous leurs réseaux sociaux. Ouais, et puis ça a démarré, notamment, c'est Facebook qui a donné renaissance, notamment. C'est la Facebook qui a donné renaissance au groupe Lazarus Dream. Et là, ils se sont mis à rêver, ils se sont dit, ouais, on va forcer, on va faire le truc, on va le faire. On va bien le faire avec des bonnes idées et tout. En tout cas, ils sont très heureux, ils sont très, très motivés, les deux. Et je rappelle quand même que c'est vraiment un super beau single, quoi. And did you shoot your video clip with a drone?
Yes, in fact, yes. We have two video clips, and both were made by the same person, a director and artist called Christian Esche, and he is mainly a photographer, but he always told me years ago he always wanted to do a music video. He's playing the guitar himself. He played in a local band here in a classic rock band for some years. So he in his heart, he is a hard rocker. And I called him because I wanted to have a picture he took of me with Winterland a few years ago to use for the Lazarus Dream promo. And then he said, okay, you got the picture. Do you need a video? And I said, yes, we do. And he said, do you have an idea? And I said, yes, I want to shoot at the location, you know, with the Iron Eagle. And that was Friday evening. And on Sunday morning at 8 in the morning, we were shooting with the drone up on the hill with the Iron Eagle. Because we needed to do that when hopefully not many people are there, because it's, you know, it's not a private place. Mm-hmm. It's a place where anyone can go to. And then some parts in the video, you can see people passing by, but I could not tell them to stay away because, no. Yeah, so that was quite funny. Yeah, we shoot it with a drone. First time for myself too.
Effectivement que la vidéo, donc, notamment, a été tournée avec un drone. Alors ça, c'est très important. A été tournée par Christian Esche, notamment, qui est aussi un hard rocker, qui connaît très bien le hard rock, qui a joué aussi dans des groupes, etc. Et puis, en même temps, ça a été une question, il y a eu une question à partir d'une photo, notamment, un vendredi soir, je crois. Et puis, ils lui ont dit, il a vu, donc, Christian Esche qui a réalisé le clip, et ils lui ont dit, tiens, est-ce que ça vous brancherait à partir de cette photo si je vous fais les images, quoi? Et là, ils ont dit oui tout de suite, et le samedi matin, ils y sont allés, ils étaient dans une plaine, et puis ils ont mis le drone qui était comme ça à la place de l'aigle et tout, et c'est très bien tourné, en tout cas moi je pense que c'est vraiment très très bien filmé. Il y a de très très belles images, il y a de très beaux paysages, et il y a une nature, il y a un côté écologique et tout, c'est vraiment très très beau, quoi. And and about the reviews are coming now, the rock media I think love your album, 9 of 10 points in a power play in UK, congratulations.
Thanks a lot indeed. I mean, with Winterland, we were releasing English music until 2008. So I was having a review with Winterland and Powerplay in 2008, and they wrote something that they hated the keyboard sound of one of our songs. Though, so they had, they had to be a little nicer this time, indeed. No, seriously, back to the UK magazines. In the next issue of the Fireworks magazine, you will also find an interview with myself. And next week here in Germany, the Breakout magazine, which is like the German Fireworks magazine, will include an interview with myself and Hardline with Carsten. So we will have features and interviews in almost all magazines, which really focus on the kind of people that probably like our music. So I'm really, really hoping that at least we made people get to know that Lazarus Dream is alive, and that they go online and listen to our music. That's the only we can do.
Ouais, effectivement, 9 sur 10 hein, sur Powerplay en Angleterre, puis d'autres magazines qui vont arriver, notamment Breakout, etc., qui vont arriver du côté de l'Allemagne et tout, d'autres Fireworks, etc., qui arrivent. Il y a de très très bonnes chroniques, donc effectivement, la presse, elle aime ce disque, en tout cas. Ça, c'est une excellente surprise, quoi. And House of Cards is your second single. you know what? It's not very nice to leave a woman alone in a restaurant.
That's true, indeed. And you know, this video was also, the whole concept was made by Christian Escher, and he directed it. And the actress, mm-hmm. she's one of his family members. She's not a professional actress. He chose her because she's obviously quite beautiful. But somehow he knew that she would feel at ease in front of a camera, and she did that job perfectly. I was completely stunned. I was there for the whole video shoot, let's say in the restaurant and in the hotel. All in all, it took like 2 hours or so, and she was completely relaxed and did everything he wanted her to do and act. And the restaurant is, well, outside of Corona, it's the restaurant I usually go to every week here in my hometown in Kaiserslautern.
Ouais, effectivement, notamment sur le second single House of Cards, notamment, c'est pas très sympa de laisser une nana comme ça, une super nana au restaurant toute seule. Effectivement, regardez le clip, il y a un bon scénario, c'est très bien joué notamment. C'est aussi, je crois, d'après ce que j'ai compris, un membre de sa famille. Et en tout cas, la nana joue très très bien. Il a été carrément bluffé, quoi, parce que les prises ont été bonnes dès le départ. C'est aussi par Christian Escher, notamment le réalisateur donc du premier clip qui a fait le deuxième. Non, c'est vraiment bien, c'est un groupe qui progresse. C'est un groupe qui bosse et c'est un groupe aussi qui gagne des points, et ça c'est vraiment très important de le dire, quoi. And what will be your choice on your third single?
Ha! That's a tough question. Well, because originally we wanted to make a third video.
Okay.
And the third video would have been filmed last Sunday.
Okay.
But here in Germany, we have a second lockdown. I don't know if you know about that. It's called Lockdown Light. So we are not allowed to meet in a room mm-hmm. without wearing masks and everything. So the video shoot was, let's say, postponed until next year. And the song we would have made a video for would have been Hotel Overload. And before you ask, many people asked me already, Hotel Overload, that's a strange title. What does it mean? What is this about? Hotel Overload deals with, in fact, with drugs. Mm-hmm. The hotel is the drug, and the overload, well, it's sure what Carsten means with that. So it's, again, a metaphor. So we would have made a normal performance hard rock video, but maybe something also with needles or with alcohol or with pills. I don't know, but maybe we will do this third video earlier next year.
Ok, alors voilà une question comme ça un peu plus pertinente pour lui notamment. Quel serait le troisième clip vidéo issu de cet album Alive disponible depuis le 13 novembre? Alors beaucoup de gens lui ont dit Hotel Overlord, hein, c'est le titre numéro 12 notamment. Pourquoi pas? Il a posé des questions. Pourquoi ce titre? Qu'est-ce qu'il a de spécial et tout? Donc il s'est renseigné quand même et donc les gens lui ont répondu. Alors peut-être que ça sera fait notamment en début d'année prochaine, quoi. Donc en direct avec nous notamment Marcus Pfeffer, Lazarus Dream, l'album Alive sorti le 13 novembre sur le label Pry and Enjoy Music. Voici le track listing. Ça démarre avec Down of Time. Ensuite, House of Cards, Wings of an Eagle, le premier single. Can't Take My Soul Away. En 5, Lesson. En 6, Flesh Burn. En 7, The Healing Echoes. En 8, Desert Mind. En 9, Visions and Sins. En 10, Steam. En 11, Don't Blame Me. En 12, Overlord. Et en 13, Days of Darkness and Rain. Marcus? Yo, Marcus?
Yes.
Two more questions. Perfect. Yeah, two more questions for you. Do you like the idea of a streaming show?
Of a what?
Do you like the idea of a streaming show?
A streaming show?
Yeah, do you like this idea?
To be honest, no.
Okay.
Actually, because I'm playing in a cover band. I'm playing bass in the cover band, Billy Bowie, which is the best of Billy Idol and David Bowie. Mm-hmm. And very earlier this year, we were talking about that, and I was against it. I don't know why, because I when I got my first electric guitar for my 15th birthday, I wanted to stand in front of people, looking in people's eyes, and have this direct contact with an audience, which I would miss streaming.
Okay.
Wise.
Ok.
Very old school.
Ok, ok. Donc finalement, il aime pas l'idée d'un streaming show, notamment parce que il est aussi un gros tribute band, notamment moitié Billy Idol, moitié David Bowie. Et non, c'est pas une idée qui l'enchante totalement. Il a pas plus été en réaction, à donner plus d'informations. En tout cas, l'idée le chante pas beaucoup, quoi. And I hope that day, one day, will be to see you on stage, even on rock festival somewhere in Europe.
You never know what comes along.
Okay.
Never say never.
Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Marcus?
Yes, and this has not really something to do with music. I think during the pandemic and Corona, we all should learn to be thankful for what we have and not to ask for the things we cannot have at the moment. When I get up in the morning, I'm thankful I have a job. I'm thankful that I have enough money to pay my rent and especially that I'm healthy. I'm not thinking about the things that I don't have. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for the things I do. I think that we should all learn through the pandemic situation.
Okay, Marcus, thank you very much for this interview. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for Alive.
Thanks a lot.
Ok, tout de suite en musique, Wings of an Eagle sur 213 Rock, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Lazarus Dream. N'oubliez pas, allez écouter ce disque sur les plateformes et tout. Et il s'appelle Alive, Lazarus Dream. C'était vraiment cool l'interview, 213 Rock.
Oh,
Metal Years, la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio. On remercie Marcus Pfeiffer du groupe Lazarus Dream. Très cool, sympathique et toujours, toujours en tout cas rempli d'informations. Il nous a donné beaucoup de choses. C'est cool. Ouais, c'est vraiment cool, quoi. Des passionnés comme ça du hard rock, metal prog, etc. Guitariste et tout, multi-instrumentiste. C'est vraiment très, très intéressant. En tout cas, je suis très heureux de l'avoir écouté et de l'avoir eu ce soir en direct. Vinnie Times, classic rock radio, le single Wings of an Eagle. Allez, 30, allez, on finit encore avec 25 bonnes musiques rien que pour vous tout de suite. On va pas s'arrêter maintenant, hein. Non, je vous dis tout de suite, on rajoute aller jusqu'à 21h30 sur 213 Rock. Voici Vega, I Don't Need Perfection. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur le Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio.